This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Here we are on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. This hour, we're going to talk about fishing with Joe Evans from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're going to talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge and Diamond Jim. And I want to say good morning to Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Nothing like
that. Hello, Joe. Joe, you there? Joe?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
I got you. Hey, we got a call from Vic in Hamden. Came in the last minute of the last hour. I want to take that call. I think it's fishing related. And listen along, Joe.
Yeah.
Vic, good morning.
Okay. Well, actually, maybe you're a representative from the DNR can comment on this because.
Probably not, but go ahead.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
Look, right.
It's a general observation. It seemed to me from what you read of the Waterman's court case that basically the DNR had won on a technicality and the Waterman's scientific case, whatever it was, and I don't even know what it was not even allowed to be presented for technical reasons, okay? But then the DNR comes out with a press release that says, well, that court verdict confirms our scientific point.
I don't think it said that at all.
Really, that wasn't the impression you got. That was the impression I got. You know, that in other words...
Well, you know, Vic, I don't know. I mean, you're certainly welcome to go on the department's website and read that press release if you like. Mm-hmm. And the statement made by the DNR secretary. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick, and we'll go over that real quick. But I think what happened was nobody got to present their side. I think the Joe Gill, the DNR secretary, was saying, the court ruled in our favor, and we're going to continue to move forward with our science. I mean, look, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is the one that made the ruling, and, you know, the ASMFC are the ones that work with all the Atlantic states to come up with science-based decisions. Let's see.
Yeah, right. Again,
no, wait. Yeah, no. Look,
I'm not
Vic.
Familiar no, with
wait
it.
A minute. Vic, yeah, you okay? Here, you said I'm not familiar with it, but when I tell you something, you go, "Yeah, right." Well, you know, I can't. Again, we're trying to have a conversation here. Secretary Gill said we're pleased by the ruling, which confirmed DNR's authority to manage Atlantic menhaden by regulation to comply with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. States from Maine to Florida have shared interest in the conservation and management of Atlantic menhaden and implemented coordinated management measures in 2013 to boost populations and benefit surrounding ecosystem. And that's what it basically says about the court ruling. Now, where did you see that it supported?
Well, I must have misinterpreted something. It seemed to me that they were.
Let me read it again.
So your ruling confirmed their scientific.
Let me read it again. Let me read it again so we have it established in everybody's thought process. We're very pleased by the ruling, obviously, which confirmed DNR's authority to manage Atlantic menhaden by regulation to comply with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission.
Okay. Well,
clear enough?
Since you read it again, it seems to me that they didn't make the point that I thought they had made. I thought they were saying that it confirmed their scientific case when it really wasn't even touched. But now that you read it again, apparently they didn't. So I'll...
Going forward, we remain committed to fulfilling the Commission's Atlantic Menhaden plan that takes into consideration our diverse stakeholder perspectives and seeks to mitigate the socioeconomic impacts to Maryland fishermen.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right, buddy. Hey, look, glad to clear it up. I don't have a dog in the fight either. Okay, I don't eat menhaden. Occasionally, I use them to fish with, but that's about the extent of it. I see both sides, was justice served? I don't know, but Vic, now that I've read it again, hopefully that was a satisfactory answer.
All right,
buddy. Thanks. There he goes, Joe Evans. Good morning again.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Did you want me to handle that one for you, or were you?
I think you got it right that the lawyers for the plaintiffs weren't able to prepare a case that would get it to the point where both sides could be heard.
Right.
So they never really got there. And as far as Maryland's situation with it, Maryland really doesn't have a choice. And the other states don't either.
Right.
The federal mandated commission that decided that we needed to reel back on the harvest of these menhaden.
Right.
And so Maryland is just simply, working it out.
Well, Maryland. Oh, I mean, yeah, menhaden is an important fish to the commercial watermen, of course. I mean, they're used for a variety of things, and.
Well, they're important to recreational anglers, too.
No question, sure. I mean, they're a major food source.
It's the striper's main meal.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Yep.
Anyways.
Well, let's go on with the Maryland Fishing Challenge, since menhaden aren't part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Right.
Yeah, for the most part.
We don't have angler awards for catching menhaden.
No.
Well, what do you want to know? I've got some new components for it this year, and
let's talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge in general. It's been around for a number of years now.
Yep.
And I believe the first year it was Boog Powell was the spokesman, and then one of the following years Bill Burton was on board to dump Diamond Jim into the drink.
Right.
To start the whole thing off. And since Bill's been passed, last year was the biggest success for the catch of Diamond Jim. Diamond Jim himself was actually caught, along with almost 50
Well, yeah, I think the number
fish.
At the end was 54.
Wow.
54 Diamond Jims. But before we get started on Diamond Jim, the major component of the Maryland Fishing Challenge is the year-round angler reward program. And some folks will remember the angler reward program being called the angler citation.
Yeah, but citation.
We changed the citation thing around because you've got new people coming into fishing, and they were accustomed to thinking that a citation had more to do with breaking the law.
Yeah, really. I mean, here's your citation. Wait, I didn't even catch a fish. Yeah, but you don't have a fire extinguisher on board.
Good job. We're going to give you the citation. So, anyways, we made what we think was a discreet change, and we call it the Angler Award now.
Right.
And it's popular, and it kind of stays on the radar just because Diamond Jim is such a great brand and it's a high-profile thing. But the Diamond Jim promotion is really just the three summer months, where each month we tag, 100 fish or so.
Right.
And one of those fish each month is designated as the Diamond Jim.
Yeah.
And then at this point it gets a little complicated because the Diamond Jim for June expires at the end of June and becomes what we call an imposter.
Right.
And just joins the rest of the tagged fish.
Right.
All being worth actually $500.
Right.
Cash, which still is pretty good. But
sure.
The designated Diamond Jim is worth, for June at least, is worth $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
If that fish doesn't get caught, then in July, the value of the fish, the tagged fish that we will tag, or the tag Diamond Jim that we'll tag in July, goes up $20,000.
Right.
And then it joins, you know, another 100 or so fish. So now we've got a couple hundred tag fish out there. So for July, at any one time, we only have one diamond jim active. So the July fish, and if the June fish didn't get caught, will be worth $20,000, and it swims around. And
July
if
fish.
That fish
yeah.
doesn't get caught, then in August, a third group batch will get tagged, and one of those will be worth $25,000.
Right.
Now, if at any point one of the diamond jims get caught, then the next diamond jim is only worth $10,000.
$10,000, yeah. So tell me about diamond jim last year. What month was diamond jim caught in last year?
You know, I think that was an August fish, if I recall.
So that check was $25,000.
$25,000, yeah. What happened, and we learned a little bit from it, but last year was an unusual year, and some combination of environmental factors kind of concentrated the fish, particularly around the mouth of Eastern Bay.
Yes, it did.
So everybody figured it out.
Yeah, pretty much.
My daughter and I did, too. I mean, we didn't waste any time going to any place else. We
right.
went straight to Eastern Bay when we were fishing. And the same thing happened for our tagging trips. You know, we would launch from three different areas, Southern Maryland and you know, sort of the Central Bay, Annapolis area, and Upper Bay. But the boats we were chartering would just turn straight for Eastern Bay. And so they'd go down there, and all the fish would get tagged in those areas. And
right.
would get released in those areas, and they would stay in those
right,
areas.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And once everybody figured it out, all the charter boats from Solomon's and from the Upper Bay, Rock Hall and all, would just head straight to Eastern Bay each day. And
sure.
So in our previous years for Diamond Jim, the most we'd ever caught, I think, was in 2011, and that was 12 tagged fish.
Right.
Well, sort of a little side story. The famous Marty Gary, who had a lot to do with creating the Maryland Fishing Challenge and particularly the Diamond Jim program, took advantage of a great opportunity to go become the executive director of the Potomac River Fisheries Commission.
Right.
And on his way out, he kind of handed me the folders and files for the Diamond Jim stuff. So I was.
Did he even say good luck when he was going out the door?
He said it shouldn't be a big deal.
Oh.
And so the other work that I do, which is public affairs work for
right
in our fisheries, I was also going to coordinate these Diamond Jims. So what the heck, we've never had more than 12.
Right. Hey,
deal.
That's easy.
Well, the phone started ringing, and before it was over, we had 54 tagged fish, and I was basically doing nothing else but checking the fish.
And Joe, I'm guessing you pulled your hair out.
Well, you've seen me lately. I don't have any hair to pull out. But it was successful. It got a lot of buzz. And,
sure.
We had a pretty good chance it was going to be a winner. And
yeah.
Sure enough, at the big grand finale at Sandy Point State Park in September, which we do in conjunction with the Seafood Festival,
yeah.
We had a pile of people there and a lot of hopeful people. And sure enough, the scout from Virginia, who was on a charter, not really an avid angler, she had bought the charter for her fiancé and his friends, and they all went out. And they said, why don't you catch a fish? And they were doing well. And so she reeled one in, and she goes, oh, look, it's got something in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a tag.
Wow.
And that tag was worth $25,000. So, it was. And certainly, since it was 25, that was an August fish.
Yeah, yeah. So cool.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. Well, hang on. We're going to talk more about Diamond Jim when we come back there. Joe, I'm going to take a short break and tell the folks about a couple of our sponsors, and the first one being Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, I stopped there yesterday. I stopped by the big blue and white tent, and we'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, about Chesapeake Outdoors, Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies as well as hunting supplies. They've got the Bubba Blade knife if you like to fillet and release your catch. You can do it right there. Rods, reels, and tackle for the Chesapeake Bay, all the tidal rivers, and freshwater fishing, and a huge selection of live bait and frozen bait, not to mention all the crabbing supplies, the pier pots, the crab traps, the crab bait, the trot lines, you name it. They've got it for crabbing. A lot of outdoor apparel. Bow hunting gear, too, for the bow hunter, bows and crossbows. Time to start thinking about getting ready for the bow season. They're into waterfowl, too, with the waterfowl calls and the the waterfowl clothing from Drake and others. But Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Route 50 East, exit 39B on Ken Island. That's Dominion Road. They're open 7 days a week, and we invite you to stop by to Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, on the parking lot is a tent, a big blue and white tent. And they're open today and tomorrow, of course, and they have got a blowout sale on beach and sports apparel and active apparel. It's basically your shorts and bathing. Well, I'll just tell you what it is. It's beach wear, board shorts, lacrosse shorts, soccer shorts, basketball shorts, hoodies, sports bras, yoga pants, dry fit t-shirts, lacrosse warm-ups, all kinds of different shorts for men and women. And, you know, if you're going to the beach and you stop, look, I'm going to tell you, you can get everybody in the family outfitted for like $50. The prices are that good. $2 to $10 items on all this stuff. I bought one of these wicking t-shirts for me, $5. I mean, it's incredible. Any second item, 50% off, so grab it while you can get it. And that's at the big and national brands, too. ActiveX, Yale Sportswear, Sports Her Way. You owe it to yourself if you're into that kind of, you know, any kind of sports, or your kids are into any kind of sports, or, you know, beach stuff. Stop by the big tent sale. That's all at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B. The friendly and courteous staff can help you get outfitted for fishing or hunting. The phone number there is 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. And the big tent sale, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
I'd like to tell you about some of the services at Clyde Sports Shop, some of the services that I've taken advantage of over the time that I've known them for 30-some years, and that is, if you're a hunter, it's time to get your firearm cleaned up. I've got an 1187, for example. I take it in there and I get it cleaned. They put a new O-ring on it and make sure everything's working just fine. If you need a new scope put on your rifle, shotgun, or muzzleloader, they can mount that scope for you. You go in, you pick out your scope. They can set it up with the right rings and bore sight it, set it right to your eye, and everything else, even handguns, too. They do rod and reel repair. I just had a reel refurbished there a couple months ago at Clyde Sports Shop, and they did a great job. I mean, you need new lube, you need new parts, you need anything. They got a wide selection of parts, and they can take care of that. You break a rod tip or a guide off your favorite fishing rod, they'll replace a tip for you. They'll wind on a new guide if you need that done. Clyde Sports Shop has all those services and many, many more. If you need new line, they're more than glad to wind new line on your spool for you, your empty spool for you, and all that at reasonable prices. So they're full service is what I'm trying to say. They'll bore sight your scope for you. You know, they'll clean your they'll clean whatever, you know, your firearms or anything else. They'll give you instructions on how to do it yourself. If you break it, they'll fix it. How about that? Clyde Sports Shop, full line of fish and tackle, too, and live bait, frozen bait, crab bait, crab traps, crab everything, trot lines, you name it. They've got it for crabbing. They've got it for fishing. They've got it for hunting, handguns and firearms for home and personal protection, too. Don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They even have a 24-hour fishing hotline, and that's 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. For Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway exit number 9. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Shinseki is gone. Who's going next in the VA scandal? We'll talk about it on the next Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too.
Now, my grandson's 14 years old. When I first saw him and held him in my arms, that's the exact song I sang to him the first day of his life. And I told him that the other day, and he goes, "Did you?" You know, typical teenager, "Did you?" I said, "Yeah, I did." So, all right, Joe Evans.
Yeah.
Maryland
yeah.
Department of Natural Resources, Maryland Fishing Challenge. Diamond Jim, we're talking about last year, wrapping up last year. What about this year? Where's Diamond Jim this year?
Well, we were blown out on Thursday for our tagging trip, and what we do is we take some kids from the youth fishing club and
yeah.
their parents out, and maybe just fish and catch fish and tag them. But it was a bad weather day, so we rescheduled for next Thursday.
Okay.
They'll go out. There will be some DNR biologists on board to measure, tag, and record the fish and release them, of course. And then the game is on, and those fish will be swimming around. You know, our goal is to tag fish in the Upper Bay, Middle Bay, and Lower Bay.
Yeah.
And
you're not tagging any in Eastern Bay, so we'll just get that out of everybody's head right now. Eastern Bay is not the place to go.
I won't say that because it's one of my favorite.
I know. I'm just.
That's just a great one. But you know, and Diamond Jim has certainly sort of got the highest profile. However, the biggest part of this fishing challenge is the Angler Award program.
How many how many we got signed up since last September now?
Well, right now we're approaching 900 Angler Award winners, and the way it works.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, it is. Last year we had we gave out a total of 1,424
right.
Angler Awards, but those went to 1,276 anglers. So, you know, there's an opportunity for, you know, to catch
yeah.
multiple fish. You
sure.
can only get one entry in to the grand finale.
Yeah, I mean, if you catch four white perch that are 14 inches long, you're only going to get in once, right?
Yeah, you don't get four shots at winning
right.
the boat. But,
right.
But still, it's the best opportunity and the highest participation because anyone can participate. You know, let's say that, you know, to catch a striped bass is a little bigger deal in the Chesapeake Bay. You can certainly catch them from shore, but, you know, your best chances are going to be on a boat.
Yeah.
So you need to get a charter.
Right.
It's easy to do. In fact, we've got it's kind of a directory. It's a location map on our website that'll lead you to different charter boats
right.
that are in your area, and you can go, or you got to buy your own boat. So it's a little bit bigger deal. The Niagara Award program is an everyman program. Anybody, any age,
sure.
can go out. And in fact, we have free fishing days, three of them, two of them coming up. The first two Saturdays in June. So
right,
June
next Saturday and the following 14th. Saturday. Yep.
And then July 4th are free fishing days. So there are 3 days that you don't even have to buy a license. You can go out, achieve an angler award, and perhaps win a boat or
yeah.
a free fishing vacation from World Fishing Network or you know a bunch of tackle from Bass Pro and also Bill's Outdoor,
yep.
Deer Creek.
Yep.
Or
Deep Creek.
Lake,
yep.
I mean.
Sure.
So it's a big deal, and we've added a couple of features. The big one,
well,
all the
wait,
buzz right
well,
now, is the invasive species feature.
Yeah, let's talk about that. But I want to find out if you know how many stripers, how many over 40-inch striped bass have been registered so far this year. Do you know that number, Jim? Joe?
You know, I know. It's online.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it in front of me. Let me see if I can dig it out. No, it's not giving me the links.
DNR.maryland.gov.
Yeah, we don't have
I know you're familiar with that.
Yeah, we don't have the links. We just have the names of the anglers and what they caught right now.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that probably 70% of the angler awards that we've given out so far this year are for striped bass.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
that's fair enough.
Since we're heavy into our trout fishing right now, we've just very nearly wrapped up all of our trout stocking. We're seeing a lot of trout.
Right.
We're also, I have to note, we're seeing some speckled trout already.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some of them, of course, carried over from last year.
September, October, of course.
Yeah, the year of the...
Yeah.
But we've got channel catfish, bullhead catfish, some
yeah.
crappies, carp.
That's all right. Nothing wrong. Hey, now you're hearing this, and I'm hearing this. This is probably the biggest drum run we've had in years.
Well,
black drum.
Yeah, the black drum just showed up.
Yeah.
And Chris Dollar and his guys were out, and they caught what they called it. They figured it's a 70 pounder.
Wow.
70 pound black drum.
That's nice.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at the website right now. It's pretty easy to hit dnr.maryland.gov, go to fishing, and there's a link there for the Maryland Fishing Challenge for those of you who like to look at this stuff online. And it gives you all the rules. There are 888 people that are currently entered. And I see. There's the, yeah, okay. Yeah, look at all the striped bass. When you roll down
bass,
there about
yeah.
about a third of the way, it's all out. Man.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year. You know,
we just
wrapped up our trophy season.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the entire bay opens up.
That's
so
right.
All the tributaries will be open, and the limits are, two fish a day.
Yep.
Up to 28 inches only.
Yep.
Or no,
two fish over 18 inches.
Yeah, two fish.
Only one over 28.
Right.
Yep. I'll keep you straight, Joe.
Thank you.
Sorry, no problem. Let's talk about invasive species. Snakeheads, blue cats, and flathead catfish.
Yep. Yeah, well, to begin the conversation is the Maryland fisheries biologists and managers want us to catch these fish and remove them from the water. They're invasive species, which means they're not from our area, and they are here now and show great potential for doing some ecological harm by dominating other
sure.
species and kind of shifting the balance.
Now, once you recognize these species, I mean, we established a record for the invasive blue catfish. I think that's 84
yeah.
pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a state record snakehead yet?
No, it's vacant. Right now, it's vacant in part because we've set a minimum of 16 pounds. We don't want a 2-pound state record.
Right.
So
that's a big fish.
The biologists kind of got together and said, 16 seems to be a good and achievable goal, but it's
yeah.
ambitious, In fact, we just had one last week. A fellow sent one into our angler's log that was a 15-pounder, so
yeah.
we're good.
Oh, yeah, they're big. They're getting there. Top-tier predator.
The world record right now is is held by a Virginia angler who mm-hmm. caught a snakehead in the Potomac on the Virginia side and on a Virginia trib. And it's a little over 16 pounds.
Yep.
So it's actually the state, Virginia state, and the world record.
Yep.
And the same thing for flathead. The flathead catfish is vacant right now, and the minimum is 55 pounds for that fish. So we've got two vacant state records right there. So
do we have any other than the greater Susquehanna complex for the flatheads? Do we have flatheads anywhere else?
I think the other concentration of it is on the Virginia side of the Potomac.
That's what I thought.
And,
yeah.
Quantico.
Yeah.
So that's my understanding. So.
But we got them, and they're getting bigger and bigger. I remember seeing, you know, guys with pictures of them 10 years ago where they were, you know, 15, 16, 18 inches long, and now we've got some giant flatheads in the Susquehanna. And
yeah, the dominant fish.
Yeah, sure. Unfortunately.
Yep.
And so.
Well, the way the invasive species part of this program works is there are three ways to get in.
Okay.
One is with a state record. The second is to simply catch one of those fish of a certain size and enter it into the angler award program.
Right.
The minimum size for that for a blue cat is 40 inches. For the flathead is 34 inches. And the snakehead is 30 inches. So catch a fish of those size, any of those fish of those sizes.
Okay.
You can enter it into angler reward.
But the requirement is you got to take it out of the system.
You remove the fish.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend the snakehead in particular for a meal. It's just they're great.
Yeah.
And blue cats are great too. I've never eaten flathead, but the blue cat fish and snakeheads are delicious, and there are some. Health advisories on the blue cats. You don't want to eat the huge ones.
Right.
But a portion or two of a small fish a week of a small blue cat's fine.
Let's you and I go up to Susquehanna and do some noodling.
You can forget that.
First of all, it's not legal, but, you know.
I've done some bow fishing for snakeheads, which I highly recommend. That's a thrill.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I could see you definitely getting it.
I'm really thinking about it. So.
Yeah.
And all right.
It's pretty cool. It's an evening, nighttime thing. It's kind of surreal, but it's terrific. It's fun.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
A unique excursion, let's put it that way.
Now, are bow fishing legal for the Invasive Species Award?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hang on, Joe. We're going to take another break. Time for me to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Down on Kent Island. When I say down on Kent Island, that may not be, it may be back on Kent Island for you, for our listeners, or over on Kent Island, or up to Kent Island, who knows. But it's on Kent Island, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, off of Route 50 East. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors is Kent Island's largest selection of hunting and fishing and crabbing supplies, and the crabbing supplies are strong. They've got all the crab traps and the pots for those recreational crabbers who want to crab off their pier. They've got all the lines, all the, you know, for the kids if you want to hand line off the pier somewhere, or the crab traps. They've got all that, and of course they've got the crab bait. Anything you could need one. Imagine if you want to get serious about it and go trot lining. They've got the trot lines there, too. Rods, reels, and tackles for every type of recreational fishing. They've got the Bubba Blade knives for fillet and release. And then they've got the bows and crossbows, all the famous brands. Parker bows and crossbows, Barnett crossbows, Matthews. The new Chill R and some of the new Matthews bows are on display. The Mission crossbows as well. So that gets you all ready. And don't forget, they've got firearms and ammunition for all your needs, apparel and boots and you name it. But I want to tell you also about the big tent sale there. Big blue and white tent on the parking lot. If you need beachwear or clothes for, you know, just summertime stuff, they've got it all right there. I mean, they've got some great I looked at some warm-up hoodies, nice-looking stuff, $10. I mean, and nice purple ones, too, if you want to support your home team. Sports bras, yoga. I didn't buy any sports bras or yoga pants, but they've got them. Beachwear, board shorts, you know, with various seams, like soccer and basketball, across workout tops and bottoms. You get it. ActiveX, Yale Sportswear, Sports Her Way. Men, boys, women, girls, all sizes, tops and bottoms. Great prices, $2 to $10. Second item, 50% off. So you buy something for $10, you get one of the same items for $5. It's a great deal. It's a big blue and white tent right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B. Like I said earlier, you can outfit the whole family for the beach for a week for $50 or something like that. Seriously, I'm not kidding. You can. So anyway, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Kent Island. That is Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. 410-604-2500. Their knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need for your fishing or hunting adventure. 410-604-2500.
This is Chamber of Commerce weather just in time for the weekend. Blue skies, mild temperatures. It's comfortable for your outdoor plans. Up to 78 this afternoon. It will cool down to 56 tonight. A mild day tomorrow, 75. Monday, just a little warmer, 82. I'm Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Congratulations, class of 2014. You're the most indebted ever. The average class of 2014 graduate gets a diploma and $33,000 in student loan debt. An analysis by college planning website Edvisors also finds that's double what the average graduate owed 20 years ago. The college debt burden is rising faster than inflation, but so far, a bachelor's degree is still worth the expense. College graduates have a lower unemployment rate and make more money than their contemporaries without a degree, and the more education a person has, the greater the pay advantage becomes. Of course, you can borrow too much. A good guide is to not borrow more than you expect your salary to be at graduation. Most recent grads are making more money than they owe, but the gap has been shrinking. The good news for the class of 2014 is that they likely won't hold the title of most indebted ever very long. The class of 2015 will probably take it from them. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
WCBM Baltimore.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it. I put my name on it.
Motor vehicle injury victims, listen closely. With so many distracted drivers texting, emailing, and using their cell phones, the roadways have become a dangerous place. If you or a loved one have suffered an injury during a motor vehicle accident, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Get your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call toll-free now, 800-455-1129. That's 800-455-1129. 800-455-1129. This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers.
It is great fishing tackle, crabbing supply, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information. Hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fishing worms, fishing worms. Everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Find them in the garden, turn over a rock. Slip them in your sandwich, put them in your sock. That's fishing worms, fishing worms. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fishing worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death.
All right, Joe Evans, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. How you doing, Joe? Hanging in there with me?
I'm doing better now that I've heard the fishing worm.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a pounding headache? We got the stuff that'll take care of that too.
No, but I want to get a copy of the fishing worm.
We might be able to handle that for
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we
back to invasives.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about invasives some more? We can talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's a third way, and there's. The first way, of course, state record, easy to achieve. The second, a little easier to achieve, is the angler reward.
Right.
But the third way is about as easy as it can be. It's any of those invasive species that are logged in on the DNR angler's log, which is a great kind of crowd source information area where people just log in their catches, and it'll often talk a little bit about how they caught them, where they caught fish of you know, all kinds, not limited to any fish, really.
Well, and crabs, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
But anyways, it's easy to do. It's just kind of an email thing. You go to our anglers log and just email that address, send in a picture of your fish, and each month we're going to the way that works is we're going to award two prizes to the list of people that have logged in on anglers log an invasive species. So at the grand finale, we'll give away a couple of prizes.
Just for going on the angler's log and telling about your invasive species catch.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? That's pretty cool.
So it's an easy way in. And the whole idea is to promote the notion that, hey, it's a pretty good fishery. These fish are delicious, and we want you to catch them and take them out of the system.
Exactly. And this year, for I think the third year now, you're offering the angler awards to blue crabs, 9 inches point to point.
Right.
I photographed yesterday the largest crab ever recorded in Maryland from 1980.
Ah.
10 5/8 inches point to point.
That's a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said to Jerry Hunter down at Hunter Seafood, I said, Jerry, did you ever measure just the claw? And the claw, just the from the tip of the claw to the first joint, was 6 1/2 inches.
Wow.
And I said, that's bigger than most people's crabs that they catch, just the claw.
<I'll say. laughs>
The thing weighed, after 2 days in the cooler, it weighed 2 pounds.
My goodness.
What do you think of that?
So it's doable.
Oh, it's doable, but that was 1980, so that's been quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So 34 years, but yeah, big crab caught in the fall. So,
oh, cool.
But yep, the story's coming up in Maryland Loves Crabs, the next issue, the 2014 edition, and we're just happy as can be that we're getting all that together. But all right, so we talked about striped bass a little bit, and you go on the website; it's page after page of striped bass, of course. Diamond Jim, the Angler Award Program, invasive species. Now, you mentioned the kids. There's a kids component to all this too, isn't there?
Absolutely, yep. And it's centered a little change from years past. In years past, we would go to as many of these youth rodeos around the state that we could, and we'd kind of select kids or work with the organizers to select one kid or another to come to the grand finale. And we would take advantage of some generous donors, particularly these fishing groups like MSSA and Wish of Fish and CCA, who would donate fishing trips, you know, kind of trips of a lifetime for these kids. I remember we had one kid that from Western Maryland that ended up getting a marlin trip, white marlin trip. And so it was some pretty great trips. And but we ran into some difficulties. Like, for instance, we had sort of a random winner at the Brotherhood of the Jungle Cock weekend year, and the kid who won it had a beard, and he was like,
the kid had a beard. Okay,
he was like 19 years old.
Oh wow! All right,
from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
it's awkward. You know, it's like we're saying, well, this is really for kids.
Yeah.
Know? So, you know, and some anomalies like that. And meanwhile,
well, you know what? That happens from time to time.
Yeah, we've had some anomalies. That's just the
Frank Burt Smoot. You ever meet Frank Burt Smoot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool guy.
Yeah, the original guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so meanwhile, we've developed this kind of virtual youth fishing club organized through DNR. It's a free club, and it's virtual, and our clubhouse is online.
Yeah.
And it's attracted a lot of youth, and the idea is to take these kids that's shown an interest in fishing and give them a place to go and to grow with their outdoor experience. And so we've got that, and we kind of developed the Angler's Log as well, which we've got a youth component of that. So we thought, well, let's just combine it with the Youth Angler's Log. So the way it works now is if you're an angler under the age of 16, you just send in a report on a fish you've caught to the Youth Angler's Log, and each month we do a random drawing, and we'll select one of those entrants, and they'll join us at the end of the year, and they'll receive this invitation for the sponsored guided fishing trip.
Sure. So just look at, just go to Youth Anglers, well, go to DNR website, go to fishing, and there's a link there for Youth Fishing or Youth Fishing Club. And things like fishing rodeos, my first fish, and all that type of thing are on there. And there's you know, there's all kinds of good information for kids. And the youth rodeo schedule is there. I just clicked on that. See what loads up here. It's coming up soon. I know there's I won't give it to me. Sorry about that. But I'm on a foreign computer that I can't access at. But that's all right. Anyway.
No, essentially you just log in.
Yeah, log in, and
it doesn't cost you anything. You get a free patch.
Yep.
And we send out some other stuff. And
sure.
Every time we've got some helpful information that'll help inspire people to fish and be better at it.
Sure.
We'll pop it up and distribute it to the club members. But meanwhile, the ones who share their experiences on the Anglers Log will be entered for prizes. We're going to have quarterly prizes. And then they're also eligible to perhaps win one of these guided trips at the end of the year. So,
yep, pretty cool.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just pure fun, and there's no obligation. It's free.
There's a kid who caught his biggest bass this year, and he's holding up a bass and a bluegill, and there's a kid with a bunch of perch and a family fishing trip and all kind of family fishing on the weekend, striped bass, Loch Raven fishing fun, and I mean, you know, the kids really get into that kind of stuff. There's Western Maryland trout, so it's from all over the state, and it's pretty cool to get the kids involved like that, even online. But you know, the point is, let's get the kids out there and get them into fishing. That's the idea. Give them something to do.
Well, it's a little cliche, but you know, they're the future, and if we're gonna have stewards to take on the work that we're doing now, you know, to conserve and enhance the outdoors.
Yep, exactly, and teach them right.
On these kids, they need to get a connection, and no better way than fishing, because there's something magic about it. I don't think anybody's ever explained why we fish. It becomes just a passion. You know?
I know. I started over 54 years ago when I was 6 years old, so you know, there you go.
Yep.
Hey, Joe, we got to take a short break, and we'll get back, and we'll wrap it up here in the last couple minutes of the show.
Great.
All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307. Talk about fishing. Clyde Sports Shop is the place, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Don't forget they have that 24-hour fishing hotline. It's 210-247-3474. Easy way to remember, it's 247-FISH, 24/7 FISH. See? And they never even planned that before 24/7 became a popular way to say things. That was their exchange, 247-FISH. I just thought of that. I'm brilliant. Anyway, Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need. Rod and reel repair, they'll put fresh line on your reel. They've got all the terminal tackle. They've got all the lures for every type of fishing, all the soft baits, all the plastics. And their staff can give you advice on not only where to fish, but how to fish and what particular bait to fish with. They've got live bait, frozen bait, crabbing supplies, all the crab traps, all the trot lines, you name it. They've got it for crabbing, fishing, hunting, firearms for home protection, personal protection. Check them out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number there is 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com, clydesports.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers
and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, here's an idea. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com and you can download a $5 off coupon.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we're back with Joe Evans. We're going to kind of wrap it up, Joe, for this hour, and we appreciate you being here. We're talking about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Where can people get more information, Joe?
Well, our best thing is just go online, go on to the dnr.state.maryland.us website, go to fisheries, recreational fishing, and you'll see a big icon there. Just click on the Maryland right. Fishing Challenge, and it's all there in front of you.
Just go to fishing, and yep, it's all right there. The icon is the striped bass and the big red and yellow and black logo, and people should be able to find it pretty quickly. So I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Joe.
My pleasure.
Yep, indeed, and we'll keep us in the loop on what's going on with the Fishing Challenge, and we'll tell the folks what's going on, too. Diamond Jim's getting tagged this coming week for the month of June, worth how much?
$10,000.
$10,000 if you catch Diamond Jim in June. So, Joe, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend. And time for me to say to the folks, get out, stay safe. See you, Joe.
All right, see you.
Yep.